Good evening. Good evening and welcome to tonight's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. You're tuned in live this Friday, July 8th, 2011 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Hard to believe it's the close of another week and no shortage of fun stuff to talk about, right? But here we are, close of another week, a work week that is, and the end of the work week in live broadcasting. So, continuing on the theme for the last several days, actually this entire week, someone should get that. We'll pick up where we've basically the same thread that we've been continuing on throughout this week, and the subject matter of liberty and freedom. Are we really as free as we think we are? We'll close the week on that topic, and as I said yesterday, some headlines today reflecting again on some of the words of the founding fathers. I mentioned, you know, one of my favorite quotes from James Madison, speaking of rampant militarism and a society that is really categorized by it. James Madison's words: perhaps it is a universal truth that the loss of liberty at home is to be charged against provisions against danger, real or pretended, from abroad. And that, maybe, is what should go on t-shirts that folks wear at the county fair. You know, folks that believe that they're my brother, my dad, my whomever is fighting for freedom in wherever. And that's, of course, something that invokes Stockholm Syndrome. You have to protect and defend your kidnappers or your significant other or loved one's kidnapper, if you will. Because, after all, if you don't, if the Stockholm Syndrome doesn't kick in, the reality that what they're doing is not only dangerous for no reason, but arguably wrong, that realization kicks in. And who wants to? Who can live with that? That is the harsh reality. I mentioned earlier this week, as I like to on a regular basis, the Congressional Research Service report, RL33627, which is a report titled NATO in Afghanistan, a test of the transatlantic alliance. And what is NATO doing in Afghanistan? Well, according to Congress, the mission of NATO, which of course includes the United States, is a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities. That's what it's all about, which is the message in this rampant militarism I'm talking about. And the purpose of the mission, as Congress puts it, is the stabilization and reconstruction of Afghanistan. Imagine. So, with those two statements, the mission and its purpose, according to Congress, together with the words of James Madison, perhaps it is a universal truth that the loss of liberty at home is to be charged against provisions, against danger, real or pretended, from abroad. That, to me, encapsulates the whole point. Are we really free? Are we as free as we believe? Or we imagine? Folks around the world know. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stick around. Forever.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
So, are we really as free as we're led to believe? It's a rhetorical question, laughable, as I chuckle. It's not funny, but I think it's humorous in a sad and tragic way. That there are people that actually believe that there is some kind of semblance of freedom in America. Make no mistake about it, you're free to do exactly as you're told in America, and it's only going to drift more in that direction. So this quote was thrown out earlier this week, actually on the 4th celebration of Independence Day. Do a search for this. Google this, if you will. You believe Google should be a verb. America is no longer the land of the free. It is now ruled by oligarchs and corporatists. And it is no longer governed by the rule of law. The rich, the powerful, and the politically connected abide by their own very different set of laws. Where does that quote originate from? Where does that come from? Do a search for that quote, and there's some fun, I suppose, you can have with that quote. Honestly, I think it's more, I suppose, WWF theatrics, as I would put it. The reason I say that is because when you discover the source of that quote earlier this week, it's fairly antagonistic. I mean, it sounds antagonistic, but it's, I suppose you could say, counter-antagonistic. It's a double cross. There's a double cross in it. So it's a statement designed, I think, to goad a response. And it will. Not by itself, but cumulatively, it will have, along with other sentiments like it, a goading effect. There's some really dark forces at play here in America. I think we do have the makings of what some people are calling a civil war type of a cauldron, a civil war cauldron type of a situation, especially when you start to investigate the history of and the background of the Civil War, and that it wasn't in just the Lincoln era that this became an issue. It wasn't something that suddenly cropped up and really wasn't necessarily even about slavery. What? How can you say that? Well, it wasn't really the central issue, not as we are led to believe in history. To oversimplify, just as a momentary diversion, off topic but not really, because hopefully it'll help us to understand our current situation. In my research and understanding that was informed by the research of others, if you go back to, for example, 1828 and the White House celebration to honor the passing of Thomas Jefferson. Speaking of Independence Day or near Independence Day, Jefferson and John Adams both passed away July 4th, 1826, right? So 1828, the White House holds a little party, a little shindig to commemorate Jefferson's passing. And Andrew Jackson's vice president, John C. Calhoun, stands up and gives a blustery but brief speech. It's really not a speech. It was more of a statement. And he harped on the subject of states' rights. States' rights should be supreme above everything else. We should be free, but states' rights. I should actually look up the actual quote. And he, after the Jackson administration coup, by the way, he went back to his home state of South Carolina and really harped on the same issue, really kind of fanned the flames or the embers of Southern unrest. And this was something that was never properly dealt with. And this is what I mean. The reason I say that the slavery issue was really secondary or tertiary, the southern states were upset, generally speaking, about the abusive northern tariffs and not receiving proper representation in government because of the disparity of numbers, so to speak. And the slavery issue really had more to do with representation, in my research and in my opinion, than the way that it has been portrayed, especially in the modern era. So the point is, the southern states were being abused by northern tariffs, and they couldn't level the playing field in the legislature, so to speak. They couldn't get proper representation because, well, a slave equaled a fraction of a man, so to speak. And that was really more the issue in the context of the fomenting of the Civil War, if you will. I'm not condoning anything. I'm just trying to put this in proper context. And so the irony is that the three duly constituted branches with separation of powers had certain functions. One of the primary functions of Congress, according to the Constitution, really is to be the arbiter of issues like that between the states. Northern states, southern states, squaring off. What are we going to do? Well, isn't that where Congress is supposed to step in and say, wait a second, hold on, time out. Let's sort this thing out. Well, that's not what happened. In fact, anything but that happened. And so it really, I think, started to kick into high gear with this statement of states' rights being supreme, and of course coming from a Southern voice, John C. Calhoun, during the Jackson administration. And it was a story that he didn't change. And you can look that up. That's something that some kids learn about in school books today. John C. Calhoun spoke out for slavery and states' rights in particular, time and again on the Senate floor, and on you can read about it. And so Congress was never properly the arbiter. Never played that role that it was supposed to play. So the point is, today we're hearing the same rumblings. We're being goaded in certain ways into that conflict. We see, I would say, squibs going off, a controlled demolition or a controlled deconstruction of the central tenets of our heritage, really, our traditions, our foundation. One of those, speaking of Independence Day and the July 4th celebration, and so forth, as I've mentioned this week, the demonization and the vilification of the use of fireworks and things. Are they really that dangerous? When you look at the numbers of injuries per capita, so to speak, it's absurd. And the portrayal is absurdly skewed. My goodness, they're so dangerous. There are never any great stories that quote John Adams to Abigail, July 3rd, 1776, when Adams said, where are those stories in the Seattle Times or New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, and so forth? We are so excited to celebrate in the fashion that founding father John Adams intimated to his wife Abigail, July 3rd, 1776, when he said, the second day of July will be the most memorable epic in the history of America, not to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward, forevermore. Is that the sentiment that we get? No, we have to kind of forget about that, and at the same time, we have to ramp up the rampant militarism. And that's what we see. We definitely see that happening. Why is that? Why is that necessary? It's unbelievable. We throw out the peace that gives us context in our heritage, so to speak. We throw that piece out, and we keep the other piece that the folks that gave us the context in our heritage specifically warned us against. How is that? Again, James Madison said, I think summarily, this is it. Perhaps it is a universal truth that the loss of liberty at home is to be charged against provisions against danger, real or pretended, from abroad. Mentioned quotes from Madison yesterday.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Interesting. Where is the line drawn? It's interesting. We are encouraged to abrogate the context of our heritage and retain the rampant militarism that heritage expressly spoke out against or loathed. Very interesting. Not in a good way. I mentioned yesterday some of the other words from Madison. He wasn't alone in his sentiments. I mentioned the quote speaking of rampant militarism in Madams. I mentioned his words of all the enemies to public liberty, war is perhaps the most to be dreaded, because it comprises and develops the germ of every other. War is the parent of armies. From these proceed debt, taxes, and armies and debts, and taxes are the known instruments for bringing the many under the domination of the few. in war, too, the discretionary power of the executive is extended. Again, mentioned it several times, but look up the Senate report, Senate Report 93-549. That's exactly what a Senate report from 1973 clearly says. Since the Lincoln era, through Woodrow Wilson, through FDR, actually through the first Roosevelt, and Wilson and Roosevelt, redo, this is what we've seen happen. Expansionary policy and tactics of the executive. And it's not just isolated to the executive. It's a competition. And there is no reduction. It's only expansion. There's never a contraction or a retraction or a reduction. It's always expansion. Expanding, proliferating bureaus, as Reagan put it. In war, too, Madison went on, the discretionary power of the executive is extended. Its influence in dealing out offices, honors, and emoluments is multiplied. Sounds familiar. And all the means of seducing the minds are added to those of subduing the force of the people. The same malignant aspect in republicanism may be traced in the inequality of fortunes and the opportunities of fraud growing out of a state of war and in the degeneracy of manners and of morals engendered by both. Have we seen a degeneracy of manners and morals? It's like he's prophetic. No nation could preserve its freedom in the midst of continual warfare. There it is. Again, summarily put. That, I think, says it all. And so, as he said, of all the enemies of to public liberty, war is perhaps the most to be dreaded because it comprises and develops the germ of every other. And that is the predicament that we find ourselves in. If you go back to 1953 and look at the research by slipped my mind. The Reese Committee's investigation for Congress into the alleged anti and un-American activities that were being funded by the big nonprofit foundations. That suspicion was confirmed in their research, by the way, if you haven't ever investigated the Reese Committee's findings. But in that, and if you go to G. Edward Griffin's site and look at his information over at freedomforceinternational.org, you can find all of the information you want on that. And the fact that the director of research, Norman Dodd, and others discovered, including Thomas McNeese, I think he was as brilliant as Norman Dodd or anyone on the committee. But you'll find that the suspicions were confirmed, and as the story goes, while Norman Dodd himself was talking to Rowan Gaither, the president of the Ford Foundation at the time, newly appointed, Gaither said, and I'm paraphrasing, to Norman Dodd, who is there to investigate alleged un-American and anti-American activities, Gaither says, I bet you want to know what we're up to here at the Ford Foundation. And Norman Dodd said, well, sure, that's why I'm here. So Gaither said, we operate under directives, the substance of which issue, the issue from the White House, the substance of which is to so alter life in America as to create a comfortable merger between the United States and the Soviet Union. So Norman Dodd falls off his chair. Gaither says that he'll never disclose that publicly. Talk to him and come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Holy cow, bottom of the hour already. Unbelievable. So to wrap up that thought again, G. Edward Griffin has documented this very well. That's a great jumping off point for getting some context about the Reese Committee hearings, because G. Edward Griffin interviewed Norman Dodd back in the 80s, and it's a great interview. But So Norman Dodd hears from Rowan Gaither, personally, president of the Ford Foundation, that at Ford Foundation, they are working to create a comfortable merger. So Alter Life in America is to create a comfortable merger between the United States and Soviet Union. And so you can imagine that Norman Dodd was aghast, and he basically said, well, since your organization is subsidized by the American people to a large extent, I think you have a responsibility and an obligation to let them know. Would you be willing to testify to that at a congressional hearing for Congress? And Rowan Gaither basically said that'll never happen. Meanwhile, again, as G. Edward Griffin has documented, which is a great way to get some quick context on all of this. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, over at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, as the story goes, same thing. Newly appointed president, investigative body says we're here to investigate. He says, I don't have time for all of that. Send your people, you know, send somebody over and you can look at whatever you want. And what was the young lady's name? It escapes me at the moment. I will think of it, though. What was her name? She was supposed to be I think it was Catherine Casey, I believe. Catherine Casey was her name. She was sent to examine the minutes of the, and the records, you know, of the Carnegie Endowment, which was okayed by the newly appointed president of the Carnegie Endowment. And that was kind of a setup because, as the story goes, Catherine Casey was kind of a plant. She was sympathetic to the foundations, as probably most people would be, without much of a backdrop, believing that, you know, these are wonderful philanthropic organizations, and how dare you vilify and attack these wonderful organizations. But for anyone who doubts how they really operate in the point of why this is being done. I mean, what are they buying, basically? For more on that, read Gary Allen's book, The Rockefeller File. Go to Chapter 4, How Profit Times Philanthropy Equals Power. John D., the spinster who threw dimes at people, robbed them of millions, threw dimes back at them. Why do this? Why bankroll so many projects? What are they getting at the foundations? What are they buying? So like I said, Gary Allen's book, The Rockefeller File, Chapter 4, Profit Times Philanthropy Equals Power, is a great place, great short treatise on that. But Catherine Casey, sympathetic to the foundations, starts to investigate and quickly realizes that from the inception of the Carnegie Endowment, in their very minutes, they disclosed that they were trying to create the kind of change that Rowan Gaither told Norman Dodd about over the Ford Foundation. And in that discussion, in the early meetings of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, yeah, right, we need to define terms. They identified that the best mechanism for perpetual change was a perpetual state of war. And so they immediately set about creating that perpetual state of war to create that constant state of change that would so alter life in America as to create a comfortable merger between the United States and the Soviet Union. That was the one of the central tenets of the findings of the Rees Committee, that information. Has that impetus ever changed since the early 20th century? And it goes back from there, obviously, and back from there, and back and back and back. Are we still seeing this? Is this still happening? I mentioned I won't go to that right now. Table that. There are folks along the way who have been involved in have been very influential, shall we say, along the way. One of those, obviously, is Henry Kissinger. One of the things I wanted to mention this week is the documentary, 2002 documentary, The Trials of Henry Kissinger. Have you seen it? The description is this. This riveting documentary depicts former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger as a warmonger responsible for military cover-ups in Vietnam, Cambodia, East Timor, as well as the assassination of a Chilean leader in 1970, which obviously led to something far worse, the Pinochet regime. Based on a book by journalist Christopher Hitchens, Smooth Like Butter, who can argue with Christopher Hitchens? Unfortunately, I think he's one of the bad guys too, but he's very polished and who can argue against him? Very few. Based on a book by journalist Christopher Hitchens, the film includes interviews with historians, political analysts, and such journalists as New York Times writer William Safire, former Nixon speechwriter, and it's controlled. It's same kind of stuff, but it's interesting. You know, when you think about it in the context that this is a guy who emerged on the scene of political influence in about 1958 and is still very influential over 50 years later. Folks like this are around, and you hear that the guy is basically a war criminal. Here is the proof. This is one of a number of pieces of evidence, prima facie, so to speak, and somehow, decade after decade, he's still powerful and influential. How is that? Fascinating. Yet we believe we're free somehow. Some people do, anyway. So that's a good documentary, something worth checking out. So that quote, America is no longer the land of the free. It is now ruled by oligarchs, and corporatists, speaking of folks that Henry Kissinger hangs around and takes marching orders from. America is no longer the land of the free. It is now ruled by oligarchs and corporatists, and it is no longer governed by the rule of law. The rich, the powerful, and the politically connected abide by their own very different set of laws. If you do a search for that, you'll find some interesting articles and references, I suppose, better way to say that, to the article over at Israel National News. The headline is Iran ridicules July 4th. America is not independent. That's the title of the story. It's ironic, though. It's goading. And I think it sounds like Pike's letter to Mazzini. It's fomenting that conflict, isn't it? Fanning the flames. You got four primary elements, according to Pike's letter to Mazzini, spurious or otherwise. Four primary elements in that cauldron, in that conflict, it would be pitting political Zionism against Islam, and the Christians and the atheists would be dragged in along with, right? If the letter is to be believed. And that's what we see happening. And this is fanning the embers, the smoldering embers of that conflict. This is Israel National News.com running the story. Iran ridicules July 4th. America is not independent. Interesting. So you can kind of dissect at least three of those elements in there, can't you? Speaking of rampant patriotism and blind allegiance to a regime. As the story goes, Iran celebrates Independence Day in the United States by saying the U.S. has lost independence to foreign creditors and, of course, Israel. Press TV, totally funded by the Islamic Republic and a mouthpiece for the Islamic regime. This is WWF. That's why I said it at the outset. I mean, it's just, it's staged theatrics. but it's good theater, so we'll continue. Totally funded by the Islamic Republic and a mouthpiece for the Islamic regime, told its readers, quote, America is no longer the land of the free. It is now ruled by oligarchs and corporatists, and it is no longer governed by the rule of law. The rich, the powerful, and the politically connected abide by their own very different set of laws. Choosing choice quotes from various websites, Press TV took a sentence from the Miami Herald that stated, this year, as the nation celebrates Independence Day, the sputtering U.S. economy offers a stark reminder that today the U.S. is more dependent upon foreigners than ever before. The United States needs them to finance its debt. China and Japan together hold more than $2 trillion of U.S. Treasury bonds. It needs them to supply much of the oil that's critical to U.S. economy. American-Israeli ties were cited by the Iranians as more evidence that the United States no longer is independent, and that the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC, was noted for its, quote, stranglehold on Congress. And on the story goes. So is it real? Is it contrived? Yes and yes. It's theatrics. It's WWF. It's staged theatrics. Continuing, jumping ahead, Press TV also charged that recent acts by Congress, such as the Patriot Act in 2001 and the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act Amendments Act in 2008, violates Americans' rights. It also asserted that the U.S. President Barack Obama violated the U.S. Constitution by authorizing military acts in Libya. Speaking of an overreaching executive, hearkening back to the words of Madison that I've mentioned, even though there is no actual or imminent threat to the nation, quote unquote. But again, it's a moot point because the executive is window dressing for the real branch in power, which itself is a proxy, but the real branch is the fourth branch, the administrative fourth branch of the alleged federal government, right? That has consolidated all powers and functions to itself. So the executive is a moot point, really. Again, staged theatrics. Continuing, the government-funded website also noted, for the past few centuries, the 4th of July has been celebrated with fireworks, parades, picnics, barbecues, carnivals, fairs, concerts, baseball games, political speeches, and ceremonies. Again, but that's the fashion that John Adams advocated, and even here that's being vilified. But can you feel the goading in the piece? Also asserted that U.S. President Barack Obama violated the U.S. Constitution. I mean, there's just so much internal conflict and turmoil you can just feel arising from this article. Folks that have commented on it in various places have done just that. It's interesting to me. It's always interesting that, you know, as great as social media could be in its highest aspiration, I suppose, or its highest form, it always seems to degenerate to vitriolic diatribes at some point, doesn't it? And I think in large part it's designed to do that, the very nature of it. It's inherent in the nature of social media, unfortunately, that eventually, given enough time, most discourses will degenerate into vitriolic diatribes. Why is that? I think another aspect of that issue is that we are particularly predisposed in America to that condition. We are bred to do that. We are bred with that dialectical conflict model in us. We are immersed in it every day. We marinate in that dialectical conflict model. The fight and then merge and equalize kind of thing. If you think about kids when they're young. I mean, think about young, you know, young bucks full of pride, swollen chests, bump into each other, and they fight. And men, I'm speaking of now. They fight, and usually at the end of the fight, it's not uncommon for them to become friends, maybe even lifelong friends. It's the old joke, you know. They beat each other up and then buy each other a beer. Is that what's happening? We're all being subsumed by the dialectical conflict model? Is that what's happening? Fight and we equalize and we're all being mushed into this communist amalgamation? See?
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Final segment of tonight's broadcast, and as we close this week, reflecting on the work week, that is, the live broadcast, closing the live broadcast work week. How about that? Something like that. Reflecting on the Independence Day celebration this week, July 4th. Maybe a look at some of the recent headlines. I mentioned the goading story from Press TV that was quoted by Israel National News. The headline again is Iran ridicules July 4th. America is not independent. The story I mentioned earlier this week, Pakistan's spies tied to slaying of a journalist. That, of course, was a story by Jane Perlez and Eric Schmidt over at New York Times. And the Obama administration officials believe that Pakistan's powerful spy agency ordered the killing of a Pakistani journalist who had written scathing reports about the infiltration of militants in the country's military, according to American officials. Well, they would know because, again, there is really little, if any, separation between the Western intelligence apparatus, particularly the CIA and Pakistani ISI, among others. That's a loose coupling that goes back, is virtually inseparable, decade after decade. So no wonder American officials know. But I think what got him killed, ultimately, was that Salim Shahzad was too close to the actual truth. He was a good martyr for certain reasons, and too close to the actual truth, and that might get out. The truth being that it's not the infiltration of militants in Pakistan's military, the other way around. If you follow. It was never really country's military to begin with. This is the point. It's all about the militant infiltration. That is the real military, which isn't Pakistan's military. They have the same problem we have. So to serve in the Pakistani military would be the same thing. Blind patriotism and allegiance to a regime. Really the same regime. So hopefully what comes out of all of this is you have to know your enemy. And the false enemy that we're always given is not it. One of the ways that you self-identify, you self-target. You run off after the contrived enemy and you identify yourself. Don't attack the puppet on a stick. How about this story over at CNN? Six troops received July 4th calls from new defense secretary, right? Happy Independence Day. Newly confirmed Defense Secretary Leon Panetta marked his first 4th of July by making calls. Where did he come from, by the way, speaking of Western intelligence? By making calls to troops serving abroad, the Defense Department said Monday. See how playing on the heartstrings of blind patriotism and allegiance to a regime? And then this one to me says it all. U.S. will leave 10,000 troops in Iraq past year's end, officials say. We, you know, keeping it in mind. Wait a second, whose decision is that? Hope you have a great weekend. It's an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Gold. Gold. Ever climbing.